glasses on today, but it's part of my librarian look.
As the lights dim, you recognize.
And you're singing Rocky Blues. I like it.
Thank you. You like blues?
I like women wearing glasses. I wear it too.
You do?
Yes.
Where are they?
Club is it's a cool little spot here in West Hollywood, right next to the Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip. It's a cool little club that features local and national bands.
Welcome to West Hollywood!
Thank you very much.
That's where we are at the Cat Club tonight with Anna Troy.
Hey, how's it going? We're having a great time here.
Yeah, great time. Everybody's smiling in California.
Yeah, absolutely. We're having a great time.
Woo! Everybody's asking, how are you today?
I'm quite well, thank you.
Dan Diaz, the lead guitar.
Hello. All right.
Namshi, the bass player.
Hello.
Oh, thank you. You're very gorgeous yourself.
Kurt, the drummer, you are very talented.
I'm having a wonderful time, yeah.
Nobody understands when I speak English. ¿Hablas español?
No, español, no.
You are Ben from San Diego.
No, I'm originally from Chicago, but I live in San Diego now. Yes, I do.
You take the cell.
I work out a little bit. I clean my house occasionally. I play drums. That's about it.
I thought you were a surfer at first sight, because when you are playing drums, it's like you are sinking into the water.
I look like I'm sinking, wow.
Yeah, with your mouth open.
I do play with my mouth open occasionally, yeah. It
looks like he's drowning.
And at Troy, when you were 14, you were already performing with your sister.
Yeah.
You have what we call a smoky voice. Have you had this voice already at age 14? Where were you smoking already there?
Well, I wasn't really smoking too much at 14, but a lot of people always told me I had a smoky voice, and I feel that for some reason the blues always came naturally to me, and I guess it fits with my voice, just being kind of smoky and robust.
The blues all about the woods?
Yes, it's about expressing your emotions, whether they're upset or mad or happy, whatever emotion you're feeling, it's just about letting it out in that moment. So that's why I love it. I didn't really start singing blues until about 4 or 5 years ago. Before that, I was doing more like folk pop stuff, and it wasn't until I started singing blues that my voice really came to its full potential. I feel really happy with how my voice is right now, so I give the blues credit for that. I've definitely been through a lot in terms of the industry. I was on a major label when I was a teenager, and I worked with managers and producers, and now I'm more kind of low-key doing my own independent thing, but I still utilize a lot of that information into helping my own career now.
I've seen that you have co-written a song which has been then remixed for Katy Perry, is it right?
For Katy Perry. Oh, Katy Perry, okay. Yeah, What Do You Do? It's a song I wrote with my sister. When we were in the Troys, we wrote it with The Matrix, who wrote a lot of famous songs around that time. And Katy Perry just released it as a single, and she made a music video as well. And the video is very similar to the video my sister and I made in the Troys. It's really interesting. It's so similar that it's almost creepy.
And what have you done?
I'm waiting for a check to come in the mail. That's about it.